let's get back to our top story, President Trump's trip to the NATO summit in Brussels. And let's get a European view from Ulrike Frank. She's a policy fellow with the European Council on Foreign Relations. Ulrike, President Trump has been very critical of NATO and European allies. Do you think he could go so far as to pull out of NATO entirely?
That is quite a question, isn't it? I mean, it's crazy that we're even talking about this. I don't expect that at this point in time, but it is very clear that over the last few years, the time really of Donald Trump's administration, the United States and its allies have been alienated more and more, and it's harder and harder to make the case for the transatlantic friendship.
What about President Trump's point that European allies ought to contribute what they have said that they would, which is 2% of their GDP for defense? Why is that so difficult for some of these countries, rich countries in Europe like France and Germany, to do?
Yeah, so the 2% GDP point has become very important. So just to give a bit of background on that, so NATO, I already in 2002 agreed that it would be good if all NATO members would spend about 2% of their GDP on their national defenses. And, you know, some countries do, some countries don't. And in 2014, when Russia annexed Crimea, NATO, you know, reminded its allies, its members, that they should spend that kind of money. And they wrote it down in the Wales Summit Declaration that says that within a decade, so until 2024, NATO members should try to spend that much money. So it is in no way a kind of set commitment that all members have to meet now, but it is a guideline. And it is true that not all member states of NATO do meet that target. The reason why it is so difficult is simply because, you know, this is quite a lot of money, especially for the big countries such as Germany, which you mentioned. And in Germany in particular, there are still some historical reasons why we don't like to spend that much money on defense. And the question, of course, is, you know, to what extent is this necessary? What should this money be spent on? Does it really make sense to link it so much to the input, i.e. the 2%, and shouldn't we rather look to the output? Generally, I do agree that Europe and, you know, overall should be spending more money on defense. But I don't think it's a great idea to kind of play out the allies in the way that the U.S. president is currently trying to do.
Why not? He clearly thinks that he's going to get results by doing that.
It's interesting, though, because I'm not entirely sure what kind of results he's hoping to get. Or let's phrase it another way. I hear a lot in Europe that a lot of countries are thinking that the only reasons why the U.S. president is emphasizing the 2% so much is that he's hoping that European allies might buy American equipment. I'm still not entirely sure what he's trying to achieve, especially, and it's important to emphasize this, given that the European NATO members are all increasing their defense spending. And for a few years, this has very little to do with Donald Trump. U.S. presidents have said for quite a long time that NATO members should spend more, and all of them are. So defense spending is rising, including in Germany, that is going to hit 1.5% within the coming years. So things are moving in the right direction, which is good.
President Trump has directed the Pentagon to review the impact of pulling troops out of Germany. Do you think he'll follow through on that, and what do you think the impact would be?
Yeah, that was also quite interesting news, especially from a German point of view. So the latest I've heard is that the Pentagon has actually said that they're not specifically looking into this. So it's not entirely clear whether this is still the current plan of looking into pulling out the about 35,000 active duty troops out of Germany. The thing is, what is extremely important to emphasize is that most of these troops, the big majority of these troops, aren't there to guarantee German or European defense. Rather, in Germany are many, many installations that the U.S. needs as staging grounds for its operations in the Middle East and in Africa. So as an example, the U.S. Africa Command is based in Stuttgart in Germany. This has nothing to do with German security or European security. Also in Germany is Ramstein Air Base, which you may have heard. And every single U.S. drone operation in the Middle East is done through Rammstein. So if, you know, the U.S. president were to close these installations, the U.S. military would have massive problems. There's also a great hospital in Landstuhl in Germany where most, if not all, of the casualties from Iraq and Afghanistan are being sent. So these are all installations that may be based in Germany, but they contribute very directly to U.S. national security interests. So pulling these out, again, would just not be in the U.S. interest, and it would hit the U.S. at least as hard as Germany.
I noticed that President Trump called Russia a competitor. He's also called the European Union a competitor.
Yeah, and that is one of the biggest changes for me, really, with this new administration, that allies are no longer seen as allies and friends, which you can, of course, have disagreements, as it is normal, but as competitor, if not even enemies. I mean, which is quite concerning, of course, for the U.S.'s allies.
That's Ulrike Frank, who is a policy fellow with the European Council on Foreign Relations. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.